Hare Krishna. Yesterday I didn't put an up-to-date podcast on because it was a really busy day. Got in quite late the night before. And yesterday and today we had our National Council meeting, which was very productive, exciting, good themes. We're concluding on our membership concept in the constitution of Hungarian Yatra. Talked about, I gave an hour-long talk on how the GBC works, its plans for improving the efficiency of its members, how to expand actually the and distribute responsibility of GBC members, distribute but make it more effective by engaging other tier or other level management, such as zonal secretaries and national secretaries and so on, and how that could be overseen, what mechanism exists for that. And then we also talked about our way of approaching donors and our donation program, how to engage, approach others and not be willy-nilly or just sort of spontaneous, but according to our national plan or program as to what it is that we want to fundraise for and who that's fundraising and so on. And we're continuing today. And then on top of that, last night, had a really wonderful program. Wonderful, it was very well organized. And on top of that, it was wonderful because it was a dinner for our main patrons who had sponsored the renovation of Radha Shyam Sundar's temple, which at least those projects that we embarked upon were finished. Now, I'm going to put up a PowerPoint. If I have time today, then Hare Krishna, maybe later, or it may just be tomorrow, of all the renovations that have taken place. It's very impressive. And also our guests were very pleased, very impressed. Shyam Bihari, who was one of the invitees, because he was also out there collecting for the renovation of the deity kitchen, and which is now underway. It's the last thing that's being done now that the glass roof over the temple has been done. That when seeing all of the things all together, and I mention him because he was there, I don't know, at the farm probably 4 or 5 months out of the year, and he sees everything that's going on. But to actually see all of the ventures and all the individual smaller projects that made up the greater project of what was done is very, very impressive. And that was also hats off to Radhakanta, who really sort of oversaw everything. And it was a really good program. We started off, Tamadar, who has organized it, and we started off with a little introduction, and then little Radha Damodar came, we had kirtan for them, arti, and feast was offered to them, and then Shripati Prabhu, on behalf of the residents of New Vajradam, thanked all the patrons. And then Radhakanta made an excellent presentation, and along with a PowerPoint, after which I spoke to the guests and I showed them a slide of a recently completed temple in India, temple project, Kunz, Diorama Museum, all kinds of other things, which was done to the tune of many millions and millions of dollars, just to show them what Radha Shyamasundara really deserved, and what can be done when the community sticks together. And then we had great prasadam and a nice talk, and everyone went away very happy and very pleased. Unfortunately, we weren't able to host all of our donors because some of our donors and supporters were from Australia and Croatia and even London, actually. One of the main donors was, well, Silver Street Temple, Muralee Manohar Prabhu, giving a very generous donation. And to all of them, we'll be sending a little PowerPoint as well as a more detailed report. And thank you. And thank you to them if they're listening. So it was a nice achievement. Although it's not yet over, I just sort of briefly mentioned that next year and the year after, his project is renovating actually Radha Shyamasundara's daily room, Shringasan, as well as doing other artistic work inside that includes repainting the whole back wall, the floor, putting it under floor heating in the deity room and into the altar itself to keep the deities and pujaris more comfortable, work in the temple room, and so we now have two kitchens, the main kitchen for cooking the offerings and a suite kitchen for the deities, still the whole preparation room. That's something that the pujaris would really like us to complete, which would mean making it much, much larger. And so these are sort of the projects that we're planning on for this year and next year. And hope to, we can't rebuild a new temple for Radha Shyamasundara, but at least we hope to rebuild the existing temple and make it very nice for them. So that's the report, and I've got to go, and tomorrow we'll be in touch again. Thank you. Hare Krishna.